Welcome to episode number 4 of Grease Pod Radio. Tonight, we're going to have a roundtable discussion with Linda Z, Abigail, and Shalon. Please enjoy.
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. I'm getting I'm calling Abby at the same time. Abby, okay. This is Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I've got Linda on the phone and I got Shalon on the phone.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
So how's
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good. Everyone, we're good here. Doing well. I'm sitting on my porch with a beautiful breeze. Oh, it's so nice.
Is that Shell or Abby?
Yep. Nope, this is Shell.
Okay, I just want to be able to tell whose voice is which.
Good luck.
Oh, well.
I've got the deeper one of the three.
Yeah, you're easy. Oh. You have got.
Mike sounds like this.
We sound like this.
I don't know. I've got my spring allergy thing going, so I might sound more like Mike than I want to. So anyway,
okay, so we're not all moving next, though.
So we're all here online. This is going to be. This will be a great experiment, if nothing else. I'm just picking the throwing stones.
Okay.
And everybody knows their names, so they know what to say.
I think so, most days.
I'll put mine up on the computer so
all right,
I remember.
Yeah, just write it down.
I'll write mine in front of me, yes.
I did this post, a little, I guess, history of it. I've been so, I guess, preoccupied with the doing these the Greasepot Radio and that. I haven't been reading threads as closely as I used to, and people have been gently nudging me that things weren't going well, so that's why I started the thread. And I really meant to use the Sogwaps thread just as an example rather than the subject of the thread, although it's gotten a little diluted. And then the whole thing with Freud and Jung, you know, which is kind of a very, that's an example of the typical way that people are greeted when they start posting here. So I thought we could do a discussion. I picked you, Abby, and you, Linda, because I really appreciate the post that you did. It made a lot of sense. Thought we could just start from there. Does anybody want to start off?
This is Shalon. I'll start. How come you picked me?
Just because. You were on speed dial, so.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wondered when that was going to come up, and nothing didn't change, and so I was getting a little nervous.
Well, no, we talked about it last night. I did for a future podcast. I interviewed Shalon last night, and so I've been doing interviewing this weekend. So it's been fun.
Well, if I might, this is Linda. I'd like to interject. I was pleased that you picked Abby and Shell because they're both, in my opinion, very balanced participants from Greasepot. I mean, I don't think there's any of us who's escaped completely ever losing our temper or saying something that maybe we thought later we shouldn't have said, but I think that Abby and Shell are good examples of thinking before they type and considering people's feelings and various perspectives before they offer their opinions. So I was glad to hear.
Well, thank you. This is Abby, and I thought he picked me because I called someone an asshole. And so I kind of had the imposing view.
Well, you did, yeah. You and Linda had opposing views, but it was one thing that I think gets lost on these boards is the art of discussion and debate. I think people mean well, but they get their emotions in the way, and say instead of discussing the issues as you mentioned, Linda, in your examples, they go after the person. That's what I really enjoy about reading both all three of your posts is that they're thought out and they deal with the subject matter at hand, not necessarily the person at hand.
This is Shalon. And one of the things that, Linda and Abby, one of the things that, that Mike and I talked about last night that that is so advantageous to GreaseBot is the consider your audience and think about your presentation. And then this morning, I was in the chat room with one of our regulars, and the same thing came up. And I keep thinking that right there, if we can consider the presentation, consider our audience and how it's going to be received, there's such potential for, I don't know, healing, but definitely growth at GreaseBot.
I agree. And the only thing is, not everybody's going to do that. And then you have to deal with, and this is Linda, sorry, I broke my own rule already. Then we have to deal with how we react. It's a big forum with a lot of people coming in various stages of their life. And people are going to come in and say things. They're not going to express them well. It's fine for us to sit here and say, well, we need to do this. I think those of us who've been around a while and who aren't really inclined to being hot-headed and stuff, we're sort of preaching to the choir, but how to get that to translate that over to the GreaseBot community in general is sort of the question, I think. I think if people could only see that one point about addressing issues, there's a way to strongly disagree without tearing down the person with whom you disagree. I mean, I do it with people sometimes, most of the time, I hope. But if you just stick to the issues, it makes such a difference. I just heard a quote. I was flipping channels today and flipped past the Catholic channel, and there was a priest quoting St. Thomas Aquinas, and he said that patience is the greatest test of our courage. I think it's really easy to react knee-jerk fashion and get ticked off and, you know, state our case in strong terms, but it's more reasonable and more adult, I guess, to ask questions or say, I don't understand why you said that, or I disagree because, rather than, you're an idiot, you did this, you ruined everybody's life by, you know, it just gets into hyperbole and accusation.
This is Abby, and I agree with what you're saying. I would only add that you have people whose perspectives and it's so different. And like I was saying in that thread, we view things through our own individual filters so that sometimes the way we perceive things is not necessarily the way others would. For example, I went back through that thread this morning, and of the people who were basically saying, yes, we should all play nice and we should really watch our tone, so to speak, there were five different things by five different people in that thread that I would have perceived as insults. And it was kind of funny that the people who were saying, let's all be nice, were actually insulting people in the process. So they may not have intended it that way, but that was how I viewed it through my perception. And I think you'll find that's going to happen a lot because there are so many different people. And then when you add to that the years of pent-up emotion because we were never allowed to really express ourselves when we were still in the ministry, I think that that comes out in the posts also. And it can be difficult to deal with, but I don't know that it's always unhealthy. So I think somewhere in there's a balance, and sometimes we lose that balance and we go too far. But I guess my concern is always I'd hate to go too far the other way either, where we all have to pretend to like each other and get along and agree with each other even when we don't.
Oh, I'd hate that.
That would be so boring.
That would be boring.
I completely agree, and I really liked the thread you started on damaged goods, and it brought to mind something that I've thought about a lot of times that I think we need to remember about damage not, I think there are three key things. Not all damage is apparent, and not all damage looks like our damage. And some people really came out pretty undamaged. So anytime we put our experiences onto other people and try to mold them into what we experienced, we're going to have a conflict too. But the reason I said not all damage looks like our damage, some people may be self-pitying. Some people may, their damage may come out in that they're really harsh in the way they express themselves. For, you know, it's different for everyone, and I think if we consider that, I think a lot of times there's not enough thought given to where we were when we first hit Waydale or Grease Spot or Transmatter, whatever it was called, I forget. I know I came with a pretty much pro-way ministry attitude when I first hit Waydale, but then I listened and considered, and I listened to the people who spoke to me reasonably. The people who just started, you know, saying you're a werewolf worshiper and you're this and you're that and you're delusional, I pretty much tuned out. And I think people tend to do that. So.
See, my
Shalon.
Oh, go ahead, Jill.
And I, one of the things that I was just thinking about too was when Abby, I think it was you, Abby, when you talked about filters. And that really hit a big keynote for me, because we do look at things with our own lenses and our own histories and our own upbringings, and we bring all that stuff to the Grease Spot table. And coupling that with you know, projecting all of that onto to someone else. And somebody in chat this morning, she said, or last night rather, she said, I don't know what it's going to take to get everybody to my way of thinking. And I sat there and I thought, whoa! But it spoke volumes to me, because what it did is it gave me an opportunity to ask myself, is that what we do here? You know, do we really, is that what all this what is this stuff? This picking and bickering and stuff, is that what we're doing? Or do we really have a valid point that we're trying to say, and what is the bottom line of Grease Spot? What is Grease Spot for? And, you know, and then my lens changes when someone makes a good point or when someone makes a good argument. So, but I just thought that spoke volumes for what's been going on lately in that one line. I wish that had it not been a private conversation, I wish that it could have been right out there. It was too perfect. It was just like, wow, what did you say? Write that down. It was, oh, but, you know, that's just, that's her lens that she sees things through.
Well, I think one thing that was, I found it really amusing, and he since has erased it, but Linda made her post, and Satori came on and corrected her spelling. And
I wondered what he deleted.
Yeah. And I just was like going, you know, he was like giving the perfect example, you know, and I know he did it on purpose because he's good at stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's an interesting obstacle to get people to talk about issues rather than other people or make it about other people. There's a, well, whoever wants to talk next, talk. I've got a quote that I want to find and bring up. Anybody?
Okay, well, this is Abby, and I have a couple different thoughts with regard to what's already been said. Linda, you were talking about how you tended to respond better to the people who were kinder to you or more gentle to you. And for me and my experience when I first came to Grease Spot, and I was also very indoctrinated still when I got there. In fact, I left the ministry right around the same time that I found Grease Spot, and I got all the, you know, troll and Way GB accusations thrown at me, and it was very hurtful. But, in fact, I ended up changing my name and coming back in under a new name and sort of starting all over as a result of that. But at the same time, some of that harshness really caused me to stop and think in a way that more gentle statements might not have. And it caused me to push myself to
stand up and explain why I believed the way I did or why I thought the way I did, which helped me find my voice again and be able to speak out for myself. And it also helped me to reanalyze what I was thinking, and I changed a lot of my views as a result of that. So, I guess it goes back to how we all perceive things differently, and what works for one person may not work for another person, which is one of the cool things I think about GreeSpot, is that it is such a diverse group that I think if people will stick around long enough, they'll sort of find their niche and their place. People talk about cliques, and I tend to think there isn't really like one big clique of in people. There's just smaller groups of people who have more in common. So more like there's lots of little cliques, and I think you would find that in any large crowd.
Right. Yeah, if there are cliques, I haven't been invited to any of them.
So. Me either.
Hey, me either. Kind of like this conversation. I think I was just on speed dial.
No, the funny thing is I meant to ask you last night, and then all day today I was going, oh, I've got to ask, I got to call her, and just kind of, you know, all of a sudden it was like 3 o'clock, and I was like going, well, I got to call Shell, and I'm like going, 2 minutes notice is enough for her. So.
Oh, I'm just messing with you. I'm glad you invited me. Thank you.
Here's the quote that I wanted to throw out there. I don't know why it is, but posts are read in the worst possible light. It seems like people look for ways to take offense, not bothering to find out if offense is intended. Which I thought was a great way of kind of summarizing some of the things that happened. I'm not in any way trying to get people to change, but I do notice that people do get on the defensive very, very quickly. Any observations on that?
This is Abby. Yeah, I have a few, actually. I was trying to express that in the throwing stones thread. I think part of what plays into that is how well you know the poster who's made the statement,
mm-hmm.
and what your perceptions are of them. To use the Sagwat example, a number of people who gave her the benefit of the doubt were people who had read a number of her posts and kind of saw her as a very caring and compassionate person. For my own part, I had not seen many of her posts, if any, so I didn't have that mental picture of her going into it, and so the post said something very different to me. I then later went back and read some of her other posts, and that gave me an entirely different picture of who she was. Some of the other posters, Oldies Man, for example, or John I Am, I would imagine because they tend to have the more minority view, people would get defensive more quickly in response to their posts than they would for someone who has a more popular point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's quite into it.
This is Shalon, and that's a really good point that you make, Abby, too, because, for instance, when you and I have disagreed on a thread, I totally dig it. But also, part of the reason that I dig it like I do is because I know you. You know, we've been friends, and we've met, and, you know, we've shared meals, and we've been honest with each other, and, you know, and we've disagreed on stuff. So when you... And I think, so that's a really, really great point. And Linda, the same thing. When you respond to me, maybe in a way where I think, ouch, but then it's, again, it's the presentation. And it's given in such a way that it's palatable. And, you know, for instance, Oldies Man, and I post so little that if he came in, and said something that was an ouch, then I might kind of go, well, you know what? Again, consider the source I've said. But I think that's a really good point because I can accept, depending on who it is, and I don't know, I suppose it's a bias, but it makes a difference. And knowing also that if I say to you, for instance, Abby, if we either in another post or in the chat room later or privately when we have a meal or something with our kids, and and sushi. I can't forget sushi. You know, I know that there's not any animosity or weirdness there. It's going to get cleared up. So it does matter. You know, it does make a difference on who the people are talking and their history. And then you made an interesting point, too, when you said you went back and read some of Sogwap's previous posts, that, you know, there's a commitment to take the time to do that I don't think is done by many. That's a really good idea.
Yeah, this is when I thought that when I read that too, that boy, we really should not ever judge by one post.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good point. Get it, but, yeah.
You know, I see a lot of people saying, well, they don't understand me, they don't know how I've been hurt, they don't know this about me. Once in a while, it'd be good to step out of that and say, well, why are they this way? What can I learn about this person? I think it was in the Throwing Stones thread. John I.M. posted a long post about, it started with he was reading a McCall's magazine about sexual abuse. It was very heartfelt and very reasonable and compassionate. And I thought, boy, if I just only judged him by some of the things he says that are too blunt for my taste or that I really disagree with, then I might not have ever seen that. That's why I don't put anyone on ignore. I may kind of scan through what some people say because they say the same thing over and over. But I try to kind of keep an eye out because you just never know when there's a gem buried in there from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing to remember, too. I think 99%, and I'm only leaving out one because there's bound to be some goofballs hiding somewhere, but... I think 99% of the people on GreaseBot, whether we agree with each other or not, are good people. You get your passers-by, it's just a curiosity, but the people who stick around and try to get to know each other, I think they're good people. They just don't always react to each other in the best way.
Mm-hmm.
And back to what Abby said about when she first came on and rethinking what she thought about the way and everything, I'm not saying that the critical of the way things bugged me, because I kind of put two and two together and figured things out that I had thought were wrong. But the name calling and the accusations and not giving you a chance to really find your voice, I found really offensive. And I think, you know, the example of Freud and Jung, nobody was really harsh with them, but there was an awful lot of skepticism. I mean, why not wait and see? What are they going to do? It's words on the page. That's another point. People talk, you know, they get all excited about they're stalking me from thread to thread. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just not as sensitive as somebody else, but I can turn off my computer. I cannot read their threads. I can, you know, not that I applaud that kind of behavior, but again, I think sometimes that's in perception. And sometimes it's real, but anyway.
Good point.
This is Shalon. That is a good point. And then too, I'm considering what an investment GreaseBot is in people's lives. From several different angles, and perhaps I'm stuck on Abby spending so much time investing so much time researching, if I can use that word, Sogwap. And I think we've all done it where we get up where there's some heated thread going on, and we get up in the morning and we hurry up, make our coffee, and hope the kids don't wake up for an hour so we can get caught up on the thread, and then do all that stuff and hurry up and get back to see, you know, who said what, and then you know, if our bosses allow it, sneak peeks through the day. And I think, wow, you know, I'm not sure that's healthy. But then at the same time, I think that in some ways I suppose it's the way that it's applied and the way that it's practiced in one's life. You know, I know I've done that when I thought, boy, I hope she'll stay in her room for an hour so I can follow this stuff. But I don't know. It's certainly an investment.
It is. Hanging out I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is Abby, and I was going to agree with you, Shel. It is an investment
or it can be for some people. But again, I think you're right. It depends on how you apply it. For me, for example, I don't necessarily have the time to go out and socialize a lot. I'm working, I'm raising two kids. You know, my schedule and my life is very busy and very full. And so for me, GreeSpot is a great place for me to go and hang out with people without requiring me having to find a babysitter, pay a babysitter, worry about whether the babysitter is taking really good care of my kids or not, that kind of thing. Also, one of the great things about the Internet in general is that gives you an opportunity to meet with and interact with people you would never, ever have met otherwise, which I think is really, really cool.
That is neat. And that's, I mentioned last night when Mike and I were talking about GreeSpot is my social. It's, you know, and it did the same reasons. I don't have to find a sitter. I don't have to unnecessarily get dressed, not that I'm sitting there naked, but, you know, and I don't have to do all that stuff. It's just easier.
And you're
it's comfortable
naked,
and safe. You're naked. All right, I confess. Linda, are you naked too?
All right, let's get the webcams going here.
Oh, you would scare away so many people from this
thread. That song, did I save my legs for this? That suddenly just flashed before my eyes. But it,
sorry,
it is.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I just couldn't resist that opening.
And I was resisting making a comment about it, too. So.
But it is a great social place. It's a nice place to just hang out and be comfortable and safe.
It is. And you know, what I read on GreeSpot, this is Linda again, largely I don't have a lot of time to read there every day. So what I read depends on my mood. If I want to be silly, I might read the silly thread. If I just want to talk current events or, you know, what's going on in people's lives, I'll go the open thread. There are times when I don't do About the Way because it tends to be so contentious in there, and I really don't like to argue. I'll do it, obviously. I've done it. But back to what Shel said about an investment. Sometimes, I've asked myself the same thing Abby asked about, is it really healthy? Is it really good? I do see it as an investment. I think that most people who post there care about each other. I know I do. I care about people, even the ones who get mad at me and even the ones who, with whom I disagree. I care. I want to know what's going on in their lives. I check in the prayer forum. I want to know how people are. And I also want to be a responsible grief spotter. I think balance is important, and I think it can very easily go the way of trans chat, which I saw before Waydale and was very turned off by, or that No Way Out site, where it was all one-sided. I'm not saying that, you know, we should have people coming in saying, yeah, the way is great, although some people do, but to respect all the perspectives of people posting there rather than just bashing anything that ever had to do with the way. I mean, I have plenty of bad experiences to relate, and I've related them, and I've had some good. But if it becomes just about that, I know that's one of the purposes is to expose the way. But if it's just about that, it gets too heavy for me. But I think it's important to speak about facts, what actually happened. And I think everybody should have the opportunity to do that. The facts that happened in my life are not going to be the same as what happened in your life. And we can all learn from each other. And I think if we would take the time to do that instead of reacting, it would be a more peaceful place sometimes.
That's a very good point.
This is Abigail, and I agree, too. I think that getting to know each other over time is just amazing because we get to see so many different aspects of each other that we wouldn't necessarily get if we met face-to-face, because I think people tend to be more reserved oftentimes face-to-face than they are on the Internet, where we have a degree of anonymity. Thank you. And it is interesting when you get to know people, and there are people on the board who really get under my skin and irritate me to no end. And yet at times will say things that I think are the most incredible thing, and I'll have to think about it for a while and go, wow, that was really cool, and I can't believe that came from that person, you know. And so it is cool to get to know each other. And I have emailed back and forth with some of the people who have the more minority view and gotten to see other aspects to their personality that were very cool. And so we may disagree on the boards about specific topics, but there are still other areas that we have in common where we can get along great. But I think we're also going to always have some degree of reactionary responses because we have our triggers.
Right.
And there's no way to avoid them.
Yeah, because you can't know what everybody's trigger is. You know, what you think is something very straightforward and simple could be something that's very traumatic for someone else.
That's exactly right. This is Linda. I've seen people react to things that I think, well, what's the big deal? Yet other things really get under my skin, and everybody thinks it's funny. I mean, we're all so unique. And there's no way to predict. And it is such a it's been said to death all over the internet that there's no inflection, there's no tone of voice, there's no smiling face. You can't tell sometimes when people are kidding or when they're serious. And that's all true. And there's kind of a flip side, too, to what Abby was saying about getting to know people. I get involved with the internet. Oh, I think it was around 1989. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I used to IM with Lincoln, you know?
Talking to a living legend here. Back in the 1800s with Al Gore and I, we were inventing the internet. No. It was 1989 or 1990. I was trying to find an online library catalog and ran across this university here in Cleveland that had one of the first IRC chat things. And most of the people on it were local. And the one thing I did find out, and not through any malicious intent, but people kind of tend to put their best foot forward or their worst if they want to portray themselves as a badass of some sort. You don't really know people the same way that you do. And on some levels, it's more intense because it's sort of condensed. And on another way, you're not seeing them interact with other people. You're not seeing their day-to-day generosity or the opposite. You're just seeing words. And I take the words very seriously. Some people say, oh, it's just words. I don't feel that way at all. But it's a partial glimpse of who people are. And I think it's admirable. Abby, I do very little PMing or emailing just because I have to be on the computer so much at work already. But to try to take the time to get to know people with whom you might not agree on a lot of the issues. And I go back to that. I think most of the people on GreekSpot are good people.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people whose views I can't stand. And if everybody could remember that, and remember that we have issues with issues, that, you know, I think a lot of times motive is read into posts, that, oh, you don't understand, or you're just trying to get my goat, or you hate women, or you do this, you know, I think sometimes we read too much motive in, into the words that are posted.
I think you're right about that. It's a very common thing, and I think that's kind of a learning curve that people are just acquiring now that have been on the internet for a few years, is that we put things and we put intentions into words that are said that might not be there.
Right.
This is Shalon. So was it Abby, was it you who said a little bit ago that well, I had it in my brain before I opened my face. So Oh, yeah, where we mentioned, one of either you or Linda mentioned that it's how maybe we could say to that person, did you mean blah, 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 instead
that was
of
Linda.
Okay. And or at, instead of jumping and saying something to the effect of that, or if I'm understanding you, I think you're saying this, which would give then that previous person a chance to come back. And but you know, there again, I don't know if you know, I don't know if that's doable with so many different personalities and levels of pain, and I'm going to use the word recovery.
Right.
I don't know if it's possible.
Oh, sorry. This is Linda again. If you give people a chance to clarify, then if they come back and say, yeah, that's what I meant, then have at it. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah, at least it's clear.
Agree,
at least it's clear. I think that that's,
people a chance.
You know,
yeah, sorry.
That's a perfect grief spot again. That, you know, if we could do that.
Right.
See, yeah, this is Abby, and I'm one of those ones who tends to shoot first and ask questions later, except that generally I have read a number of posts by a person before I will shoot, and if I haven't, then I usually won't fire. I'll just kind of sit back and let everybody else fire and see what comes of it and base my opinion there. I think even with SAGWAP, I think all I said was that I found it offensive, and I tried not to go after her personally, so to speak. But I think that can be a really hard, I think it's a great thing to do, to ask questions first. And if you've ever been in any kind of marriage counseling or family counseling, it's one of the things they try and teach you to do is to ask questions or to reflect back to the person what you think they're saying. I think, unfortunately, in real life, it's a habit that takes time to build. I think it would be a good thing for maybe some of us who've been around for a long time to practice, and but I think it'll be a long. I don't think we'll ever see the time come when everybody does it.
No.
No, I agree. It's a good example to set, I suppose.
And people learn too. You know, I mean, you know, there's, we never had anybody teach us how to use the internet. You know, because it's a new medium that is strictly written text and forums and things like that. And it's the only examples would be journalists, and journalists were always trained to write effectively and get their thoughts across. So we've never had anybody on it, just average people, be able to show us what to and not to do.
Good point.
Yeah,
it does make sense. A lot of people are accustomed to communicating via the written word. And I think some of those people come off a lot more harshly than they really mean to be, or don't explain themselves fully. Again, I think that's another reason to ask questions. Did you really mean that, or why did you say that, or whatever? Something comes to mind a lot of times. Sometimes when people say really harsh things, I think, you know, here are these people, many of whom felt so squelched and so unable to speak their mind, and now they're reveling in this freedom to speak up and say whatever they think. And that's all well and good, but a lot of times I'm left thinking, yeah, we're free to say whatever we think, but do we always have to? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes things would be better left unsaid until there's more information or... I don't know. It's an emotional thing, I know, and I understand there are a lot of emotions, especially with the topics like the one that caused all the most recent furor. And I think emotions are wonderful, and yes, we were told to stuff them and suppress them a lot of times in the way. But the pendulum needs to swing back to the center where it's not ruling our every thought, where emotions aren't ruling our every thought. You know, babies are purely emotional. It's all about them. I want to eat. I have to poop. My stomach hurts. I'm going to cry. I'm going to laugh. They haven't learned how to reason. But as we become adults, then it's a balance. I look at emotions as the seasoning to life and not the meal, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we just act on raw emotion, you know, maybe that's where a lot of this contention comes from, when we're really angry or we're really hurt. If I'm really hurt about something, if somebody says something to me on a grief spot that really hurts my feelings, once in a while I'll react, but I tend to walk away from the computer and try to think why they did that or why is this affecting me? Because, you know, we can't control what other people do to us always. We can only control how we respond. So,
that's a good point, too.
Somebody having a wrestling match on here?
No, does it sound like it?
I was just hearing a bunch of noise.
Yeah, there's some static or something in the background.
Yeah, okay.
It might have been me, too. Kelly came home, and we were whispering back and forth, and I was trying to cover the receiver.
It was you.
Just say hello to her and tell her who was on the phone, and she just got home from going to a movie, and Steph spent the day with her friends. So it was probably me rustling around trying to be quiet.
Oh, it didn't work.
I was trying so hard. Yeah, she just walked in the door, so... It was just me.
This is Abby, and to get back to what you were saying, Linda, about the emotions and using your example of babies, it would be interesting to, because I think things do kind of ebb and flow at GriefSpot in terms of how intense things are there, and it would be interesting to see if there's a pattern where maybe the intensity is higher when there's a greater influx of new people who are still, you know, who are once again finally allowing themselves to express their emotions and figuring out how to find that balance again, versus when there's, you know, when it's more just the regulars who have been there for a while and how that plays into it. And I'd just be just kind of a curiosity to just see if there were be a pattern there.
Yeah, I've always thought of hiring a full-time analyst for the site to kind of just like put it all together. Okay, why is
psychoanalyst?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting to see if there are patterns. I don't know who would ever have enough time to do it, but that would be an interesting thing to kind of pay attention to in the back of your mind.
I think we've all seen the ebb and flow. If it's been around more than a couple years, it gets really intense, and then everybody sort of backs off, and then everybody's, you know, nice. I mean, it would be boring if everybody were all singing Kumbaya all the time and holding hands, but...
This is very true.
It does get a little intense. Yeah. It does get a little bit intense.
Yeah, it does not get boring. It does not get boring, usually.
No. No.
So.
Oddly enough, you know, Satori and I have butted heads on numerous occasions, but he said something in Abby's thread that I thought was really good. I even wrote it down. Don't just react all the time as if you have no control over your own mind. And I think sometimes we reveal areas of healing that are still needed in ourselves by what we say.
Mm-hmm.
We do have control, and sometimes I wonder if we equate controlling ourselves with being controlled. You know, there was so much control, especially in the 90s and beyond, that everybody wants to just pull out all the stops and say whatever. But I thought that he made a really good point. I'm biting my tongue because never mind. I think it was a good point. I felt it was ironic coming from
him. He
makes some great points, and there is a softer side of Satori that I love.
I read that post today also, and I thought it was very profound.
Yep. I mean, and one thing that I find encouraging. I mean, I said it once that the prayer forum is like a safe haven.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the one place where once in a while somebody will get crazy and start lecturing somebody about how they eat on there. That hasn't happened in a couple years. But it's where the boxing gloves come off and everybody rallies. Everybody who still cares to pray. I'm not saying everybody has to or, no commentary on that. But for those who are so inclined, people who have been at each other will jump in there and say, hey, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for Mom. I'm sorry. And I love that there is that safe haven within the place that's off limits for the fights. It's like this is where we act like, a family, so to speak, a community where you lay aside the differences and go to bat for each other in whatever way you know. And I think there is that underlying thing. I go back to that. I think people care about each other. I think people are good. They just react.
This is Abby, and it's funny you say that about the prayer room because that's how I tend to see the chat room. There are occasionally arguments in the chat room, but for the most part, it seems like an unwritten rule that you don't fight with each other and get nasty with each other in the chat room. So people can come in the chat room who I might not even particularly like very much or might argue with in the forums a lot. And in the chat room, it's an entirely different thing, and it's cool, and we talk, and we laugh, and we have fun, and it's sort of like a nice break from the fighting and debating in the forums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are missing a whole aspect of Grease Spot if they don't go in. Don't at least try the chat room once or twice.
Oh, I agree. This is Swan. I loved, Mike, how you put that in your part two of the radio interview with you and Raph that you just put out this morning.
You listened to it?
I loved. Oh, are you kidding me? I couldn't wait for it.
Okay.
I loved how you put that in there about people are missing so much if they don't go to the chat room. And I agree with Abby too. It is a really neat place just to hang out and have some coffee and peace pie and just for the fellowship that where we can laugh and sometimes. And again, you mentioned this in your interview with Raph too. Is sometimes it's so funny in there. It doesn't happen very often anymore, unfortunately. But there's been some real funny stuff happening there, and it's healing, it's releasing, it's good for us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I agree. I wish more people would come in and just sit down and relax. And while I've got to get off of here, Kelly just got home and she's leaving again, so I'm going to spend a little bit of time with her.
Okay.
So thanks for inviting me.
Well, it was wonderful to talk to you, Shel.
Yeah.
Thank you. And,
well,
and
great
you too
talking to you.
What's up, Home Skillet Michael? Home Skillet? Home Skillet Michael? That's a new one. She's never called you that before.
Home Skillet Michael. Okay.
Alrighty.
Talk to y'all soon.
All right, take care.
Well, I'll probably talk to Mike sooner than I talk to the rest of y'all, but Abby, we need to do coffee again.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like that very much. We should get together with Safari Vista, too. She's down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be fun.
Okay, and Linda, nice to have met you on the phone.
You too. Have a
talk
great
y'all
time with Kelly. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
The discussion will continue with Linda and Abigail in part two.